talking about wealth, wealth, wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to AshCashShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. So I'm excited to be back. You know what I mean? I'm excited to be back. Man, 2022, 2021. Here's what I'm going to say, right? Every year is a great year if you could talk about it. That's really my barometer. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. You know what I'm saying? My barometer. Every year is a great year. Every day is a great day if you get to talk in that day. Then the day before was a great day. One no bad days. Ain't no bad days. You know what I'm saying? And so the fact that we're all here in 2022, which is it's a powerful year, right? This year is a powerful year. Every day we want to maximize. I want you to leave everything on the table every single day, right? No playing with it. I want you to play. I don't want you to pretend. I don't want you to think that you have time. You've never had time. You don't have time. All you have is today. And if you're fortunate enough to make it to another day, then that's the bonus. Then you max out again. You know what I'm saying? And so I want us to get in that mind state, right? I want us to get into that zone because, you know, it's time to stop playing. I want everything in excellence. Everything in excellence. I want everything to be done in excellence. Reg, what up, Reg? Reggie Miller's in the building. Bash Moreno said, definitely had some withdrawal last week. Nah, salute, man. I appreciate you, King. Thug Motivation Morning, 3D Apparel's in the building. Black Millionaires is in the building. Queen Sinsa is in the building. Salute. I am Light. Welcome back. Grand Rising. Happy New Tier. That's fine. I know what you meant. Salute. St. Croix is in the building. Professional sportswear is in the building. Salute. I pay top dollar. Salute. Sally Bo, what up, is in the building. Salute. All right, let's get the show rocking, man. I kept thinking about how to start off the new year. Your spoiledness is in the building. Ness Aya is in the building. That's how I'm gonna start this, actually, because I really don't want to wish anybody a happy new year. You know what I'm saying? I really don't want to wish anybody a happy new year. And the reason why I don't want to wish anybody a happy new year is because the truth of the matter, and this is evolved me, you know what I'm saying? Evolved me knows that happiness is fleeting, right? Hold on, let me read these comments real quick. And I just want you to take heed, right? I just want to take heed, right? I pay top dollars. Says, Ash, what would you say is the smallest step in writing a book? My goal for 2022 is to write a book, or at least have it done. Writing a book is so easy. So that's the easy part. I think we overcomplicate the writing of a book. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is really like outline your book and then just speak it and then catch somebody to edit it. So that's not really the thing. It's really just understanding how to write an effective book, impactful book. But we could talk about that. Salute. Look, Dominican Republic is in the building. Training camp, top of the top. Mo Wine, what up? Susie Magnificent, top of the morning. Yeah, facts. 2021 is a year of great lessons. Yeah, that's a fact. No bad day. So listen, so we're gonna start this way. So the reason why, I do it just to be cordial and I say Happy New Year or whatever. But the truth of the matter is that I don't wish happiness on anybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish happiness on anybody. And this is evolved talk. So understand what I'm saying. Happiness is fleeting. You know what I'm saying? Happiness is connected to something, right? In order for you to be happy, you have to. There are situations that have to happen in order for you to be happy. You know what I'm saying? I want you to stay blessed, though. You know what I'm saying? I wish you a blessed new year. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be blessed, because blessings don't come in the form of happiness. Blessings can come in the form of tragedy, right? Think about this. Imagine being happy, imagine being happy and staying happy, but your life is not real. Your life is not progressing, right? Think about, and no disrespect to anybody who go out clubbing every weekend, right? Think about somebody who go out clubbing every single weekend, right? When they go out there with their friend, they're happy. They happy. But what is, like, is their life moving in the right direction, right? Are they progressing in life, right? Will that happiness, when they get too old to club, right? When they get too old to club, when the knees don't work no more, when they can't stand, when they body ailing, right? When the liver start giving up, will they still be happy? Now they stuck in the house and now they, you know what I'm saying? They in pain, right? So I don't wish you a happy new year. I wish you a blessed new year. I want you to be blessed. And the truth, though, not what I made up, the truth is that happiness or being blessed can come from tragedy. You know how many people who go through tragedy, but that tragedy was a lesson for them, and it blessed their life beyond what they could imagine, right? Think about all the people who have struggled, right? Think about the people who have struggled. Think about the people who are struggling, right? Think about the people who, you know what I'm saying, you know, are losing people, right? And while you're in it, it's tough sometimes to believe that these things are blessing you, but they are. And so I'm wishing you a blessed new year, but I want you to choose joy over happiness, right? And so this is how we're going to start the show. I want you to choose joy.
If you change your mind, then you change your life. Mind Right Radio. Bars. Inspiration and motivation 25/8. That's all the time.
More than human is appreciate possible. The bad luck.
Elevation for another level.
We've all got two wolves in us. A good one and a bad one. They both want to eat. Best I can tell, we just got to feed that good one a little more than the other one. Happiness is an emotional response to an outcome. If I win, I will be happy. If I don't, I won't. It's an if-then, cause and effect, quid pro quo,
Jules,
standard that we cannot already. Sustain because we immediately raise it every time we attain it. You see, happiness demands a certain outcome. It is result-reliant. And I say, if happiness is what you're after, then you're going to be let down frequently, and you're going
to
be unhappy much of your time.
Regulate top of the top.
Joy, though, joy is a different thing. It's something else. Joy is not a choice. It's not a response to some result. It's a constant.
Man, look, salute.
Joy is the feeling that we have from doing what we are fashioned to do, no matter the outcome. Now, personally, as an actor, I started enjoying my work, and literally being more happy when I stopped trying to make the daily labor a means to a certain end. For example, I need this film to be a box office success. You know, I need my performance to be acknowledged. I need the respect of my peers. All of those are reasonable aspirations, but the truth is, as soon as the work, the daily making of the movie, the doing of the deed, became the reward in itself for me, I got more box office, more accolades and respect than I ever had before.
Yep.
See, joy is always in process.
Always in process.
Construction. It is in constant approach, alive and well in the doing of what we're fashioned to do and enjoying. And the easiest way to dissect success is through gratitude. Giving thanks for that which we do have, for what is working. Appreciating the simple things we sometimes take for granted.
Yeah.
We give thanks for these things, and that gratitude reciprocates, creating more to be thankful for. It's really simple, and it works. Now, I'm not saying be in denial of your failures. No, we can learn from them too, but only if we look at them constructively as a means to reveal what we are good at, what we can get better at, what we do succeed at. Our life's a verb. We try our best, we don't always do our best. And since we are the architects of our own lives, let's study the habits, the practices, the routines that we have that lead to and feed our success, our joy, our honest pain, our laughter, our earned tears. Let's dissect that and give thanks for those things. And when we do that, guess what happens? We get better at them, and we have more to dissect. To get rich quick on the internet, rich is 15 minutes of fame world that we live in, and we see it every day. But we all want to succeed, right? So the question that we got to ask ourselves is what success is to us, what success is to you. Is it more money?
What is success to you?
Maybe it's a healthy family. Maybe it's a happy marriage. Maybe it's to help others, to be famous, to be spiritually sound. Leave the world a little bit better place than you found it. Continue to ask yourself that question. Now, your answer may change over time, and that's fine. But do yourself this favor. Whatever your answer is, don't choose anything that will jeopardize your soul. Prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, man. It tastes sweet, but you will get cavities tomorrow, all right? Life is not a popularity contest. Be brave, take the hill, but first answer that question, what's my hill? Well, for me, it's a measurement of five things. We got fatherhood. We got being a good husband. We got my health, mind, body, and spirit. We got career, and we got friendships. These are what's important to me in my life right now. Because I want to keep all five in healthy shape. And I know that if I don't take care of them, if I don't keep up maintenance on them, one of them is going to get weak, man. It's going to dip too deep into the debit section. It's going to go bankrupt. It's going to get sick, die. So first, we have to define success for ourselves. And then we have to put in the work to maintain it. Take that daily tally. Tend our garden. Keep the things that are important to us in good shape. Defining ourselves by what we are not is the first step that leads us to really knowing who we are. You know that group of friends that you hang out with that really might not bring out the best in you? You know, they gossip too much or kind of shady. They really aren't going to be there for you in a pinch. Or how about that bar
Matthew McConaughey
that we keep going to that we always seem to have the worst hangover from? Or that computer screen, right? That computer screen that keeps giving us an excuse not to get out of the house and engage with the world and get some real human interaction. Or how about that food that we keep eating? The stuff that tastes so good going down, makes us feel like crap the next week. We feel lethargic and we keep putting on weight. Well, those people, those places, those things, stop giving them your time and energy.
Yep.
Just don't go there. I mean, put them down.
I want to talk about energy real quick, too.
And when you do this, when you do put them down, when you quit going there, and you quit giving them your time, you inadvertently find yourself spending more time,
In
more places, that are healthy for you,
that
bring you more joy. Why?
More joy. Listen, hold on. Let me tell you. This is Matthew McConaughey. Let me tell you something real quick, right? You know, this year I need you to be unapologetic about where you spend your energy. Right? This year I need you to be unapologetic about where you spend your energy. There's too many of us who feel like we owe people. There's too many of us that feel like, you know, to the detriment of ourselves, right? To the detriment of ourselves, we will hold on to stuff that is hurting us, right? We will hold on to things that are hurting us to the detriment of ourselves just because of what it would actually look like. And here, and let me give you an example. My guy Derek Harper posted something that I couldn't have said better myself, right? And my guy Derek Harper posted something and he said, it's not always about what they did. What they don't realize is you had to cut them off so you can heal, right? And sometimes, right? Sometimes, it ain't even that somebody did something, right? Yo, we're so used to having, you know, this thought process around cutting people off as if that's a negative thing. So I don't know what other word we could use, right? I don't know what other word we could use, but some people are just not good for you because you may not be vibrating on the same level that they're vibrating at. And so it's not even that they did nothing wrong to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just that in this season, we're not energetically aligned. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not energetically aligned this season. You know what I'm saying? Nephew, what up? I love Jay Humble. My nephew's in the building, right? Trauma bonds, right? Toxic attachments. Like, we feel in this season, we just not energetically aligned. You didn't have to do nothing, right? And I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes people are just like, yo, I'll give you an example. So I don't even want to call him a mentor, right? I had a gentleman who that started out, let's say, as a mentor, right? Or I didn't realize my worth. Let me just say this, right? I had a gentleman who, I didn't realize my worth, and that's gonna happen sometimes. So be careful around the people who try to act like they're your big bros and your big sisters and your OGs and your mentors that can't do nothing for you. They see what you got, and they're trying to attach themselves to you. But let me just—I'm going on a tangent. So when I met this gentleman, right? When I met this gentleman, it was in the guise, right, that he was ahead of me, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could teach me something or whatever. And so, you know, I looked at him as a mentor. You know what I'm saying? So I was looking at him as a mentor. And then, you know, we built a relationship. And then I started noticing that I was helping him more than he was helping me, meaning that, I knew more than he did. And I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. Because he had money, a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? Because he had a lot of money, I automatically was like, oh, he's the guy, right, that could teach me to get to his level of money, to be 100% honest. Like, I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. This had to, I forget. It had to be like 10 years ago. We're in 2022. Yeah, about 10 years ago, right? So he had more money than me at the time, right? And so I felt like, and then you know, he was like connected, you know what I'm saying? So he knew a lot of people. So I was just like, oh, yo, this is the guy, right? He gonna mentor me because he got more money, so he could teach me how to make money. And he got a lot of connections, so he could connect me and put me in room. Long story short, though, it wound up not being that, right? It wound up being, you know, he used his connections, like he dangled his connections to, like as a thing, right? To kind of make me subservient, if you will. Everything that he kind of was coming to me for, right? Everything he was coming to me for, I was helping him, right? Because he's an older gentleman. So I was, you know, younger. I know what's going on or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I was helping him more than he was helping me. And then in the times where I sort of needed somebody and needed him, he was just toxic. You know what I'm saying? Like the things he was depositing in my head were doubt, were fear. Anytime I talked about doing something that didn't fall in line with what he understood, he would downplay it. And so it got to a point where we didn't have a fallout. We didn't have a fallout. There was nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like there was nothing that I was like, yo, he effed up. Nah, I just came to the realization like, yo, we not energetically aligned, yo. Like this relationship is costing me. It's not adding to my life at all. Because anytime I speak to you, I'm giving you. And then if I try to get from you, I'm losing my faith. I'm losing, you know, so I'm losing. It's a lose-lose relationship. I'm not gaining from this relationship whatsoever, right? And so I had to let it go. I had to let the relationship go. I had to be like, nah, this relationship doesn't serve me in no way. It doesn't serve me. And unfortunately, in the beginning, it wasn't even like, yo, something happened. It was just like, yo, I just woke up one day and was like, yo, this relationship is not adding to my life. So I let it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not attached. Like, I didn't owe nobody nothing. I don't owe you to keep a relationship that doesn't serve me, that's only serving you, right? So then eventually, you know what I'm saying? You know, homies like reach it out. You know, he's like, yo, what did I do? What's happening? Blah, blah, blah. Like super aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like super aggressive. Again, as if I owed him something. You know what I'm saying? To the point where I just eventually was like, I still haven't spoken to dude. Like I still haven't spoken to him. You know, there's still reach outs every now and then. But I'm cool because here's the deal. Even explaining why I don't rock with you no more. And it's not, again, it's not even like they did nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? But even the energy of like having to explain, you know what I'm saying, is energy that's not necessary. Like it's not necessary. You know what I'm saying? And so I need y'all to be, you matter most. Not somebody's feeling, right? So their insecurity, right? Their insecurity, right, might make them feel like they did something wrong and what's the matter or whatever. But nah, sometimes you gotta let people go so you can heal. You know what I'm saying? So even at that, like I'll give you a prime example. Like I wrote this in my book, you know, From the Block to the Bank. Yo, 2019 was a horrible year for me. Right? There was so much happening, right? There was so much happening in my life. My mom passed away. One of my OGs got killed. Nipsey got killed. You know, turmoil within my personal relationships. Like there was a lot going on, right? And so I was trying to heal, yo. You just say like people didn't even realize that I was having dreams of suicide, right? I was my first time in my life, I was dreaming of suicide. And so people that I wasn't talking to were acting like I need to heal, fam. You know what I'm saying? I need to heal, right? That whole period, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, people trying to act like I owe them. You know what I'm saying? And so I say this to say to y'all, I need you to get to the space where you understand that your energy is the most important thing. Your energy is the most important thing, right? Protect your energy. I'm talking about protect your energy at all costs. Even if you have to give away money to protect your energy. That's how, yo, you don't even understand. Yo, your energy is so important that even if you had to give your last dollar to protect your energy, I advise you that you should. I advise you that you should. Even if you had to give your last dollar, like, yo, this, and I don't know what scenario in which you had to give up money to protect your energy, but I would say, yo, your energy is so important that I would pay to protect my energy. You know what I'm saying? Because energy, you know, I was listening to, you know, in our Abundant Community Facebook group, I had put a book in there, right? Make sure y'all follow the Abundance Community on Facebook. But in the community, I had put this book in there, right? By Neville Goddard, called Feeling is the Secret. You know what I'm saying? You know, the feeling is the secret. It's a great book. It's a short book too, but it's a great book. You can listen to it today. It's like 45 minutes or whatever, right? But in the book, and Abraham Hicks talks about this all the time. The only thing that matters is how you feel, right? Nothing else matters. The only thing that matters is how you feel, right? If you don't feel good, then everything that you're attracting to yourself, right? Everything that you're attracting to yourself is not going to be good. Period. Right? Meaning, and that's why I tell people celebrate their wins. If you did something, and that's why you got to protect your energy. I'll give you a prime example. Whatever you celebrate, right? Whatever you celebrate, that's what you're going to get more of, right? So let's say this. Let's say you started a new business. I'm gonna tell you why the feeling is the thing, right? Let's say you started a new business. And as you started this new business, you get your first sale. You get your first sale, right? Hey, yo, you so happy that you got your first sale. It's so crazy. You like, oh my God, I got my first sale. You jumping up and down. You going crazy about this first sale. And then you call somebody that you want to be happy for you, and you tell them you got your first sale. And you know what their answer is. They're like, only one? That's it? You only got one, right? So now guess what? All of a sudden, that excitement that you had, right? That excitement that you shared, that balloon just got deflated. Now you feel bad, right? Now you feel bad. Now you're like, damn, yeah, only one, right? And now guess what? You're trying to go and get another sale, but you don't feel happy no more, right? You don't feel happy no more. And so now as you're trying to get that other sale, right, your energy not the same. You know what I'm saying? Your energy not the same. Now you know what I'm saying? Now you're going out there. Now switch it, right? Switch it. You got your first sale, right? You got your first sale, and you tell somebody that you got your first sale, and they super happy. Like, oh, they jumping up and down with you. Y'all turning around. Y'all going crazy. Y'all doing milli rocks, all that, right? Guess what's gonna happen? That one sale gonna feel so good because you got somebody to celebrate with you. Right. And now when you go to get that second sale, that third sale, that fourth sale, it's going to feel magnificent. Right. It's going to feel magnificent. And that feeling is going to get you more sales. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the book is called Feeling is the Secret. It's on YouTube. So you can actually get it on YouTube. I got to create a link for the Abundance Community Facebook group because we created a Abundance Community Facebook group, so I'll be dropping books and You know, I'll be dropping books. I'll be dropping resources in there all the time. You know what I'm saying? But it's called The Feeling is a Secret. And so my point is that from an energy perspective, I'm not even going around people who act like I'm regular. Because I don't treat nobody like they regular, right? I treat everybody special. And so if you don't have that same energy for me, I'm cool, right? I'm cool. Because at the end of the day, I only want to be where I'm celebrated, right? I only want to be where I'm celebrated, right?
You said I love you.
Wait, hold on. Wait. I only want to be where I'm celebrated, right? Because, you know, fast shout to my OG, right? My energy is meant for me first, right? I will surround myself with people that complement my energy, right? I only want to be around people that complement my energy. If you are Debbie Downer, if you don't believe in yourself, if you always, you know, question, I'm cool. I'm cool, right? Because I believe in the possible, right? Not the impossible. I believe in the possible. Catch this bar. I believe in the possible because I'm made in the image and likeness of God, which means that if anything is possible for God, anything is possible for me. So I don't even associate with the word impossible. Right? That's an oxymoron. It doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. Right? And so if there's people in my space that act as if, you know, things are impossible, then we don't vibe. We're not on the same wavelength. Right? If you're practical, then I'm cool. I'm good. It don't mean we got no beef. I ain't got no beef, yo. But if you practical, right? If you practical, then I'm cool, right? You know, I've you know, in December, you know, and I won't say exactly what it is. But in December, I reached a milestone that I've been trying to meet for a long time, right? I kept saying to myself, I kept saying, yo, I'm gonna do this. And I just wasn't able to do it. You know what I'm saying? I just wasn't able to do it. I didn't think that it was impossible for me to do it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like it was impossible for me to do it. I just was kind of figuring it out, right? And then I was having conversations with people, right? I was having conversations with people about what I was trying to do. And some people got it. Some people were like, oh, that's easy, right? Some people were like, yo, that's easy. Yo, word, yeah, that's easy. You're gonna do that easy, right? But then other people were like, well, nah, it's not going to happen until, like, it was all this negative energy, right? And so I had to cut off some negative energy. It had nothing to do with beef. You know what I'm saying? I just had to cut it off. Because I only want to be around people who celebrate me as I celebrate them. Always optimistic. Even in the midst of things looking like they're spiraling out of control, they understand that this is actually part of the blessing process. So you're gonna have to let some stuff go.
Just eliminated the who's, the where's, the what's, and the when's that were keeping you from your identity.
Yep.
Like, trust me, too many options. I promise you, too many options will make a tyrant of us all. All right, so get rid of the excess, the wasted time. Decrease your options. If you do this, you will have accidentally, almost innocently, put in front of you what is important to you by process of elimination. Knowing who we are is hard. It's hard. Give yourself a break. Eliminate who you are not first, and you're going to find yourself where you need to be. Make voluntary obligations. I'm talking about the ones that we make with ourselves, with our God, with our own consciousness. I'm talking about the you versus you.
You versus you.
We have to have it. Now again, these are not societal laws, expectations that we acknowledge and endow for anyone other than ourselves. These are faith-based obligations that we make on our own. These are not the lowered insurance rates for a good driving record. You will not be fined or put in jail if you do not gratify these obligations I speak of. No one else governs these but you. They are your secrets with yourself, your own private counsel, personal protocols. And while nobody throws you a party when you abide by them, no one's going to arrest you when you break them either, except yourself. An honest man's pillow is his peace of mind. And when you lay down on that pillow at night, no matter who's in your bed, we all sleep alone. These are your personal Jiminy Crickets, and there are not enough cops in the entire world to police them. It's on you. It's on you.
It's on you.
We do our best when our destinations are beyond the measurement, when our reach continually exceeds our grasp, and when we have immortal finish lines. And when we do this, the race is never over. The journey has no port. The adventure never ends because we are always on the way. So do this. Do this and let them, let somebody else come up and tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, you scored. Let them run up and tap you on the shoulder and say, man, you won. Let them come tell you, you can go home now. Let them say, I love you too. Let them say, thank you. Take the lid off the man-made roots that we put above ourselves and always play like an underdog.
Always play like an underdog. And so here's the other thing, right? And here's the other thing, right? Like, you know, I'm telling you, you are fully responsible for who you put into your space, right? You're responsible for that. You know, again, energy is important. You know what I'm saying? Energy is important. And so please protect your energy all year. Let go of who you have to let go of. You know, only surround yourself with people who are vibrating on the level that you're vibrating. Here's the other thing, though, too. And this is just the truth of the matter. You know what I'm saying? It's just the truth of the matter. Is that sometimes who you start with ain't going to be who you finish with. You know what I'm saying? You know, at the time, you might have had a six-figure mindset. You know what I'm saying? A five-figure mindset. And you're going to start with people who have a five-figure mindset. You know, we all are individual people. And so at some point, you're going to cross over. You're going to become a six-figure person. When you become that six-figure person, you may need to, right? If you want to become a seven-figure person, you may need to surround yourself with people who have seven-figure mindsets. Some of your six-figure mindset people are gonna have the seven-figure mindset, but some people are gonna be so comfortable with six figures because that's all they ever saw. You know what I'm saying? That they're gonna stay in that six-figure mindset. There's nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, right? I don't shame nobody. Like, man, I'm not judging nobody. You know what I'm saying? My dreams and my aspirations. You know, are different. My thing is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that's what I realized. This year, I have to have a seven-figure mindset, right? Like this year, I have to have a seven-figure mindset because at the end of the day, like, it's bigger than me. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, behind the scenes, like I'm responsible for a lot of folks. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that if I stop showing up, right? If I stop showing up, it becomes a trickle down effect for other folks. You know what I'm saying? TJ closed this says, "How do you switch up your circle without ghosting your friends?" You have to ghost your friends. You got to ghost your friends. I don't think it's possible. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. But I think that it's going to be a very difficult thing to do, right? It's going to be a very difficult thing to do to switch your circle up without ghosting your friends. And the fact of the matter, so I'll give you a true story. I want to say I was like 17, 18, right? 17, 18 years old. I had just got a job at Blockbuster Videos. 90% of my friends were drug dealers at that point. Yeah. Right? 90% of my friends were drug dealers at that point. I was 17, 18. In fact, I was going to be part of the drug dealers. But my sister talked me off the ledge, right? My sister talked me off the ledge, right? I was going to say the same thing, Stay Fire, LA, look, and you don't look at it as ghosting, but see it as growing. Everybody can't go. That's a fact, right? So that's, I'm going to get to that, right? So 17, 18 years old, right? I'm 17, 18 years old. It was time to elevate, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, 90% of my friends were, ninety percent of my friends were drug dealers, right? I'm gonna say this. Look, I'm gonna say this, right? Miss London says there has to be a better way than ghosting. Can't a simple conversation or statement work? No, it's not gonna work. I'm gonna tell you why. Because what you might think is a simple conversation or statement. Is not going to be simple, because you're at a different mind state. So if they understood, then you wouldn't even have to be talking to them. So now the energy that's going to take for you to explain to somebody, yo, where I'm going, I need to do this. It's actually going to make it worse. Right? A conversation with somebody that's not on your same level, right, it's actually gonna make it worse, right? Let me finish my story though, right? So at 17, 18, it was 90% of my friends were drug dealers, and so I had to say, yo, I'm doing this thing, right? And then what happens was, because I was elevating. Right? Because I was elevating, there were people from those friends, right? There were people of those friends who took it personal, who were like, yo, like, but think about how selfish that is. They took it personal. They like, what? Yo, who do Ash think he is? Right? Why isn't he on this corner with us? Who does Ash think he is to go get a job? Who does Ash think he is to be tired? Right? To be too tired to stop by the corner and be like, yo, guys, I can't be here right now because I have to work in the morning, so I have to get some sleep. Yo, who does Ash think he is? So you're telling me a conversation with those people, right? A conversation with those people would have worked? No. I had to ghost. I had to elevate. I had to get to the next level, right? That's what happens. As I went to the next level, there were some friends that stuck around, though. There were some friends who understood. There were some friends who would knock on my window. I lived on the first floor, who knocked on my window like, yo, Ash, I'm just checking on you. You good, my G? All right, yo, I'll see you later. Right? While I'm at work, there were still friends that were calling me. So during my lunch break, I was still talking to those friends. Right? So what's understood ain't gotta be said. I ain't had to say nothing to those friends. The same guys though. Hey yo, I ain't gonna say his name, but that's after one of my drug dealer friends. He ain't drug dealing no more, right? But he my brother to this day. He ain't going nowhere. My brother to this day. You know why? Because he was hustling. But while I was at work, we were still on the phone. You feel what I'm saying? Right? We was hustling. He was hustling. Getting crazy bread, but still would call me and be like, yo, Cash, you good? You all right? Right? Fat shout to my brother Keese. Ain't going nowhere. Right? Knock on my window. Yo, Ash, you good? Where you at? You good? Anything all right? Right? It's the same guys. And so to this, the same guys who now, because I was working, I go on the street. They still was like, yo, play with Ash if you want to. I don't care if he working now. Play with him if you want to. We got some street action for you. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm not even saying to get rid of the street people, because I still, like, 100%, I still got street friends. It's just not 90% no more. Ain't 90%. I promise you, play with me if you want to. I'm just playing. But I'm not playing. But look, I still got street friends. It's just not 90%. Maybe it's 20%. Maybe it's like 20%. That's it. Maybe it's 20%. I got 20% of my friends are street, and 80% are not. I promise you. Lena, put a hand on Hova. I promise you, World War III. I got street friends that still remind me. I'd be like, chill, you ain't gotta say that. We good. They still remind me, like, yo, bro, you know. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Don't worry about it. That's it. Right? Right? Jesus still has street friends. You know what I'm saying? So my point is that you gotta ghost them. You gotta ghost them. Right? You gotta ghost the friends that are not on your level no more. You know what I'm saying? You gotta ghost them. Because the real ones are gonna understand. Yo, I promise you. I'm talking about I promise you, I got gangsters on my speed dial. And they know. In fact, my real friends, they protect me at all costs because they already see what it is. They're like, yo, they say, yo, Ash got 100 million on his schedule, B. Ash got 100 million on his schedule. We don't play with Ash. I'm telling you. I can't tell you, but I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? And the truth of the matter, right? The truth of the matter is no one should be intimidated by your elevation. If they're intimidated by your elevation and they're not your friends, right? If they're intimidated by your elevation, then those are not your friends. They're not your friends. Yo, everybody that I call my brothers, hey, yo, matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you, right? So one of my I was talking to one of my OGs the other day, right? And so he a gangster, you know what I'm saying? He a gangster, right? And so he's such a gangster that, you know, the way his phone's set up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always unknown. Like, he doesn't call from a, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't call from a traceable number, if you know what I'm saying. And so I hardly get to speak to him, you know what I'm saying? And I have the same phone number, right? I have the same phone number from forever, you know what I'm saying? So everybody got this number. But I remember a hack, right? I remember a hack because at one point my phone was ringing so much that it gave me anxiety. Like, notifications everywhere was giving me anxiety. And so I took my phone and put it on Do Not Disturb, but then nothing was coming through. And so what I did was I just keep my phone. I mean, this is my hack, right? I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb, which is why if somebody calls me, my voicemail says, yo, text me. It's easier to text me, right? And so I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb, but then I have a hack where if I want your call to go through, like my wife, first lady, for instance, my daughter, my sister, you know what I mean? Like my brother, like I got people that's in my favorites, right? They get added to my favorites so that if they call me, my rule says do not disturb unless it's somebody in my favorites. Right. So now, okay, I get my number out to whoever, but I already know, like, I'm only going to, your call only going to go through is if you're my favorites. Right. So, but when I added this rule, my guy number couldn't come through. You know what I'm saying? Because he always called from the unknown. Right. So, so we hadn't talked for a while, whatever. And finally, I get through to him, right? I keep calling or whatever. and I won't tell you how we get in contact with each other. But finally, I get in contact with him. So we hadn't talked in a minute, and we call each other for our birthdays, like special. You know what I mean, special moments. We always call each other, right? So now I'm on the phone, and you know, from the block to the bank, I said, "Yo, OG, you in the book, but you're not in the book," because I couldn't put his name in the book. You know what I'm saying? So I like, "Yo, you in the book, but you're not in the book," right? And he was telling me, you know, how he was somewhere. He was like, "Yo, I was somewhere, and I saw a video of you," you know what I'm saying? And so he like, yo, you international now, bro. Like, he like, yo, you doing that, right? And I'm talking about gangster, you know what I'm saying? He like, yo, you doing that. And me, I'm like, yo, you know, I'm telling him, I'm like, yo, I'm working hard, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got, you know what I mean? I got people that I need by my side. Like, he one of them guys, I'm like, I need you by my side. But I know it's gonna cost, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, OG, I'm working hard, blah, 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 whatever. He like, bro, don't even worry about that. He said, your win is my win, bro. He said, anytime you win, I win. Like, I don't even gotta be next to you. He said, yo, anytime you win, I win. This is somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's somebody that, like, ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's somebody that he not intimidated by my success. In fact, he can't be intimidated by my success. Because my success is his success. And he know that. Right? So when you say, yo, how do you elevate without ghosting nobody, without ghosting your friends? You can't ghost your friends. You can't ghost your friends. Not the real ones. You can't ghost your real friends. They always gonna be there. Hey, yo, I got friends that I know I'll never have a falling out with. I know we'll never fall out, because they don't take nothing personal. They know what it is. They know I ain't out here twiddling my thumbs. You know what I'm saying? And so when you get to that space, right? When you get to that space where it's time for you to elevate, nobody who's really the only people that would be intimidated by you ghosting are if they're insecure or they add no value to your life, right? If they're insecure or they add no value to your life, then they are going to be intimidated by your elevation. You know why? Because they believe that once you elevate, they no longer gonna have access to you. That's what they believe, right? Their insecurity or their lack of value. When people don't add value, yo, I promise you, and this is not me talking big talk, I promise you, anybody that's in my life, I add value to. I'm intentional about that. I have no relationships that I don't add value to. And so losing me, right? Losing me is a big deal, because I add value. I'm intentional about adding value. And so the only people that'll feel a kind of way of my elevation is the people that don't add value, right? If you don't add value to my life, or if you're insecure, you're gonna feel a way about elevation. So I need you to let people go. 2022 is about to let go. And you ain't got to apologize for it. And that's the thing, right? If you got to let go of somebody and the energy it takes to try to make them understand why you got to let them go is going to frustrate you. And it's going to defeat the purpose of letting them go. I don't explain nothing, right? I don't explain nothing, because in fact, the sign of what somebody's character is if you say no to them, if you stop rocking with them, and they become different, right? If it becomes F you, then you already knew where they stood, right? You already knew where they stood. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, like, if they like, oh, I ain't gonna reach out because he not reaching out, then you already know where they stood. You know what I'm saying? So let it go. Let it go.
You now tapped in.
Let it go. We're going to end on this one. I'm ending on time. Yo, all 2022, we ending on time.
Elevation on another level. MindBrightRadio.com.
We letting go, though. We letting go. All 2022. All 2022, we letting go. Let it go.
Need some sleep.
You need some sleep.
Can't go on like
you this. Cannot go on like this.
Sheep.
Yep.
But this
yep. Yep.
Say,
yep.
Them
hey, yo, you just gotta let him go.
You just gotta let
him
go.
You just gotta let
him
go.
How much do you love yourself? Because if you understand the value of self-love, you'll never be friends with those type of people. Most of the people out here are running around empty. They have no sense of self, no sense of self-love. When I say self-love, it has nothing to do with celebrity, money, materialistic things, and all of the things that
oh, wait, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Probably go to.
Hey, yo, here's the thing. Look, I don't know what when IG started doing this again. But IG is starting to cut me off at a minute, at an hour exactly. So it the wind down clock is here. I can't even play the whole song because it's saying I got 1 minute and 37 seconds remaining. So IG is actually cutting me off. I might have to just stay on YouTube. IG, y'all might just be out of luck, B. Because I don't even got time to give badge love, thank yous, none of that. They blowing my right now. My fault, y'all. Yeah, I might have to just stay on YouTube because look, I got a minute and 16. Look, I got a minute and 16 seconds. They about to cut me off. So yo, hey, look, they gonna cut me off in a minute, right? Everybody on IG, y'all gotta come to YouTube, ashcashtv.com. They cutting me off. They gonna cut me off. Abundance Community, go to the Abundance Community Facebook group or go to YouTube, ashcashtv.com. I appreciate the badge love. 43 seconds. Thank you for everybody on IG for the badge love. I'm gonna try to say, look, Shoe Solutions. It's A-Lo, King Pops, J Monique, the Budget Companion, Aya Cassandra Henderson, the Don Oliver, Gerald Strode, Gerber Charles, Real Estate Guru Punk, Ayo Snare, Patrick Watkins, Miss Tiff. Butterfly Thoughts, 19 seconds. I appreciate y'all. Hey yo, ashcashtv.com. I gotta play this last joint. I gotta play this last joint. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna see y'all. 7 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey yo, Ashcash TV. I'm still on there. I'm still on. All right, y'all. So we still on. I'm going back.
You and I
so we letting go. We letting go. Radio.com.
Tapped in and tuned in.
We letting go.
On another level. MindBrightRadio.com.
That's what we doing. We letting go. All 2020. I need you to let go. Yep.
Need some sleep.
Nicole Beal is in the building. KJ Mack is in the building. Val 70 is in the building. Teresa, welcome. From IG is in the building. Your smartness is in the building. Yup. You just gotta let them go. Yup. You just gotta let it go.
How much do you love yourself?
Love me
because
right is in the building.
Understand the value of self-love. Yep. You'll never be friends with those type of people. Most
Gerber Charles in the building.
Iris
Barber, Sunny San Diego.
No sense of self. No sense of self-love. When I say self-love, it has nothing to do with celebrity, money, materialistic things, and all of the things that your negative mind could probably go to. It has nothing to do with self-love. It has nothing to do with looks. Nothing to do with cars and any of the superficial things that one would assume that could make you love yourself even more. It's a matter of knowing your value. It's a matter of you saying, I don't have to be around these type of environments or situations in order for me to finally see the value in myself. I love me, independent of you loving me. I believe in me.
I know myself.
I know
my self-worth.
I know clearly that I'm a child of God.
Child of God.
God has a purpose over my life.
God has a purpose over my life.
I wouldn't be here.
Yep.
I am here.
I am here.
I have a purpose.
Yep. Yep. Pete Washington is in the building. How do you buy badges on here? I don't know yet. I think it's like a super chat. I think. I don't know. You just gotta let it go.
There is no value in having wisdom, knowledge, insight, spirituality, love. Every day, I am a work in progress. Self-love is the cure to self-hate.
Self-love is the cure to self-hate.
I don't like you.
Yep.
I don't trust you. And I know you're talking shit about me from behind my back. Why would anybody who truly loves themselves hang out with or mess with those type of people? Now, here are the worst type of people in the world to me. The people who literally hate your guts and dislike you, and you don't have a clue that they feel this way about you, because they're able to cover up all of their malicious energy and intentions towards you without giving you no trace that they don't fuck with you. And then when you finally find out, you're like, oh shit, you've been saying this and doing this and you feel this way about me? I had no clue. But when people show you who they are,
they show you who they are
to the point where you're able to talk about it. Can you believe what she said about me? Can you believe that? And you're able to talk about it. Then you get an invite from this same person that she was just sitting over dinner crying about the following week, and you show up. You don't love yourself for you to be hanging out with these type of people. Nobody who loves themselves would ever entertain the idea of ever fucking with these people. I love myself.
I love myself. Salute, Prince, salute. Hey, yo, Prince, and look, I just cut a dude off 3 days before the new year. Everything you just said, I'm in alignment. Let's go, Prince. Salute, Bella. Bella Linus in the building. Appreciate you, David Graham. You can send Cash App as I Am Ash Cash. Teresa says, I'm done with the dead weight, the shiftless, or those who disrespect my boundaries. Oh, I love me. As you should, Teresa. You just gotta let it go. You just gotta let it go.
I've worked too hard. For all of these years to hang out with somebody that's talking about flipping 5,000 and turning it to 15,000.
Yep.
So guess what, homie? Go get your money. Go do whatever you got to do to double and triple your paper. I'm out of here because I don't want to be on the receiving end of whatever those consequences are that may come from you doing whatever it is that you're doing.
Yep.
And y'all know plenty of those type of people. They doing all of the negative, crazy, and dysfunctional shit every single day. All of the women, they jealous and envious of you. They talk all of this shit about every girl and everything they're doing, who they date, who they sleeping with. You don't think they talking about you?
Let's go.
Are you that special to where all of your girls talk shit about everybody and you don't think they talking about you? So when people show you who they are, you got to believe.
You got to believe them.
And you have to make the adjustments according to all of these things that are revealed to you. And your family is mean, evil, spiteful, condescending, and messed up. But you're so desperate for the validation. That's my family, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know they be mean, talking about me and my wife and my kids, and they all mean and fucked up, but you know that's family.
That's family, right? That's family?
That's family. Oh. So they're allowed to tear you down because it's family. Doing cuts me even deeper because we actually have the same blood in our bloodstream. I would much rather a random person in the street talk shit about me and tear me down than my own family. I love me. I see the value in me. And I have to be careful of who and what I give emotional access to me. I have visions, I have ideas, and I have goals. Now, I believe in connecting with people on a human level, but I am very mission and goal oriented.
Sometimes that's what you gotta do, GC.
That's who I am. And you can't get to the next level with all of the devils that you have in your life. You got so many negative, mean, evil, malicious, and dysfunctional people in your life and around your circles. This is the reason why you can't clear out the clutter and get to the next level. Self-love is the cure to self-hate. I'll say it again. Self-love is the cure to self-hate.
All right, y'all. Getting down too low. You just gotta let him go. Yep, you just gotta let him go. Good, keep spinning around. Gotta let him go. You just gotta let him go. You just gotta let him go. Hey yo, so 2022 is the year to let go. I need you to let go. I need you to let go of people, places, things, anything that no longer serves you. And hold on. Stop being loyal, man. Stop being loyal to everybody but yourself. Right? Stop being loyal to everybody but yourself. I need you to let go of every person, place, or thing that is no longer serving you, right? And if something doesn't serve you, does not mean there's beef. Yo, I promise you, it don't mean it's beef, yo. Like in our community, we stuck on that. Like, yo, if one day, think about this. This is a bar, right? Think about this. If you eat chicken and beef and pork or whatever, and one day you say, yo, you know what, yo, I'm going vegan. That don't mean that you got, that you hate the chicken. That don't mean that you hate the cow. That don't mean that you hate the pig. That means you actually love them. You love them so much that you're not going to get, you don't want them to be killed. And you love you so much that you're going to feed your body the live things that you should be feeding your body. And so, yo, cutting people off ain't got nothing to do with them. And if they take it away, they take it away. So what? All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcasttv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. So everybody who's here on my YouTube, make sure y'all subscribe. We got a lot of great content that's coming out on this YouTube page. So ashcasttv.com. If you're on Facebook, make sure you join the Abundance Community. Just type it in on the Facebook, the Abundance Community. Send your request in. Let's build community. This is what this year is about. I'm very intentional. I'm more intentional about helping people maximize their full potential this year. And the only way we're going to do that is through community. And so we're building community. So make sure y'all tap and tune in. I'll see y'all tomorrow in God's will. Same time, same place. All right, peace, y'all.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash.